Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Let me move on to something on a lighter note. Nudity. Anyway, we received a voice note from a listener who's dealing with an unusual issue in her area. A man has been spotted completely naked in public. Now, her young daughter's seen him, and understandably, she's a bit concerned. Is this just someone, I suppose, not minding their own business, or is this crossing the line? We'll play our message in just a moment, but before, let's just talk about where the law stands on public nudity in this country. It's not illegal in Ireland to be naked in a public place. All right? So, in other words, you can walk down the street in your nip, and that's technically not illegal. But it is an offence if it causes distress, alarm, or is deemed to be offensive or of a sexual nature. So there's a kind of fine line. In other words, somebody has to complain about it. So if you walk down the street in the nude and nobody calls the guards, you've done nothing wrong. But if you walk down the street and somebody has to cover the kids' eyes, oh, mind the children, and they call the guards and say, that's distressing, his penis was hanging out, my little daughter seen it, and all that kind of thing. Well, that could be classed in as obviously obscene in some sense. So that means if someone is just sunbathing in the nip in a quiet spot in a park, maybe, for example, out in the Phoenix Park, you know, under a tree, that's technically not illegal. They're not breaking the law per se, but their actions are seen as inappropriate or threatening is a different story. Now, here's Susan's message. Let's just play Susan's message. Have a listen to it and see what she says.
So I was bringing my daughter, who's 12, to choir the other morning, and it's before school, so between 8 and 10 past 8, I was driving her, and she let a shout and said, oh my God, mommy, there's a man back there at his hall door and he's in his nude. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, oh my God, I just seen everything. And then I remembered that my nephew was telling me that he was passing this same road and roughly around the same and on a Saturday morning at between 8 and 10 past 8. And he said, oh my God, I seen a man and he was naked at his door. He said, and I was so disturbed. And I was like, what? And he said, yeah. He said, he walked down to his bin, checked the bin. He said, and he turned back and walked back into his house. And I was like, oh my God, did you tell your mom my nephew's only 16? And he was like, no. And I said, she was in the car with you. He said, I know, but I was just so disturbed. He said, I was like, oh my God, I don't even want to think about it. So when I got to the school, I voice messaged my sisters and I was like, you are not going to believe this. I said, but the guy that Elliot seen a couple of weeks ago in his nude was the same guy that my daughter had seen this morning. And my sister left a voice message and she was like, oh my God, 2 weeks ago on the way to school, again, the same time, roughly 8, 10 past 8, she seen the same guy. She said he stood in the doorway. He was completely naked. She said, and he turned around and he bent over. So she actually seen his bum hole and she was very disturbed. And she was like, oh my God, oh my God. And she exclaimed to the car, oh my God, that man back there is in his nude. And her little girl was in the car and she was like, where, mommy? Of course, being a typical Irish child, drive back around the roundabout. I want to see him. My sister was like, no, we're not driving back down there. But she was like, oh my God, I'm actually glad, she said, because nobody believed me. And it sounded like I was making this up. So what do I do? Do I knock on the door and say, put your clothes on? You know, you're a creep. Does the man have a wife? Do I go tell the wife? Because honest to God, the police won't care. The police will not give a shit. And I know my heart and soul they won't. I've had people before with similar experiences and the police don't care. The police don't do anything about it. The most they'll do is knock on the door. You have to go down and make big statements and everything else. It's just not worth the hassle. So what do I do? Do I knock on the door? Do we stick a letter in the door? I don't know. Is he getting a thrill from this? Does the man suffer from mental health? Is he just getting off on everybody seeing him at that hour of the morning, naked? Is that his happy time? Is he a sex offender? Is he a paedophile? I don't know. What is this man? Really, really weird.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you something. Many, many years ago in a previous house I lived in, going back about 20, 30 years ago, there was a woman and at the house at the back of us. And every night she used to go in and have a shower. And she'd open the blinds and open the curtains when she came out of the shower and she'd stand there staring out the window in her nude for everyone to see. Now, I know some people are just exhibitionists, but other people are naturists. Now, here's the problem, I think, listener, that you're going to have. At no stage did you suggest he left his own garden. So, I don't know where you stand legally on this, because he's on his own property. It's private property. And he's quite entitled to be in the nip. Now, I don't know about going down and collecting the bins and bringing them up in the nude and all that kind of stuff. I don't know where you'd stand legally on this. Like, if he looked at the kid and did something, you know, you would, I know you said he bent down and she could see his bum hole at one stage, but he would just say, I was bending down picking up the mail. You know what I mean? And, you know, there are people who walk around the house in their nude, you know, who sometimes walk around their own house in their nip, you know, because they maybe live alone or they're a couple who don't have a problem with doing that. And they just walk around in the nip all day. They just feel clothes are a hindrance on them, you know, and that's their own property. You're quite entitled to do that out your own back garden if you want to as well. You're allowed to do that. That's your own business. So I understand the point you're making, and it's not nice for the kids to see that. I don't know what you'll achieve by putting the letter in the door or calling the police. I don't know. Maybe some listeners have experiences dealing with something like that and they can give you some advice. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Sean first if I can. Sean, I mean, this is a bit of a dodgy situation to say the least.
I don't know what to say, The fact of the matter is that, you know, if that was my neighbour, let's put it this way, if you won't, I don't know what, you know, I don't want to say too much here, Niall, you know, because it's going to hurt a lot of people's ears. I'd go through them for a shortcut, yeah, if my kids had to see that, because no kids should have to see that, if you get what I'm saying.
No,
not at hope. Not at all. You know, we're all good guys here. We're all, you know, we're supposed to be good neighbours and, you know, we respect each other. Noise levels, this, that, you know, whatever it may be. But here, if my neighbour starts going around in his nip, you know, collecting his mail and this, that, you know, there's going to be words, not, you know. But, you know, we've all seen there on the internet there, never even mind neighbours, you know. They're just, you know, the foreigners are coming into the country and they're just walking around on a nip
everywhere we go. It's not just foreigners walking around. Now, don't get me wrong, I've seen foreigners walking around the nip. But it's not just foreigners. There's other people walking around their nip as well. Before foreigners come into Ireland.
I've seen Irish people walking
around the nip. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing, Noel. If it was my neighbour, you know, I'd have something to say to.
What would you do? Would you knock on the door and say, put your clothes on, you clown?
No, I'd knock the seven shades of shit.
Why would you do that for? He might even have a mental health problem or something, you know what I mean?
He might have that. He shouldn't be walking.
Knock on the door and say to him, listen, man, there's kids around. You know, I'd appreciate if you throw on an old dressing gown when you're coming out.
So why is he doing it in the first place then? You know.
I'm looking at the option. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. A, he has a mental health problem. B,
everybody's getting the benefit of the doubt, Noel.
I'm just saying, B,
the blacks are getting it, the immigrants are getting it.
It doesn't matter about the colour of somebody's bloody skin. Okay, he has a mental health problem. B, he's an exhibitionist. Or C, he's an atheist. I don't know.
Noel.
Can we please not bring race and colour people's skin into this conversation? It's a light-hearted conversation
I'm going to say this to you, Noel, and the reason being that I said this, because, you know, the fact of the matter is it's happening, Noel, and you can't, you know...
I'm not suggesting it isn't happening. Yeah, I've seen a few people wandering around the nip.
Jesus Christ, Noel, you don't see every other person walk around a nip.
Before people came to this country, I used to see the odd person, Irish person walk. We covered a story many, many years ago, a very sad story in the end, of an Irish woman who was walking around town in her nude. Now, sadly, she had mental health problems and later took her own life, Noel, which is extremely sad. But I'm just saying, don't say that people don't do it. They do.
But Noel, you see what we're bringing into the country now.
Sean, you're just going to keep focusing on the same thing over and over again. It's a light-hearted story. What would you do? I'm not asking you who he is. I'm not asking you what nationality he happens to be. Nobody has mentioned nationality here, apart from you.
Okay.
Let's not assume his nationality, right? Doesn't matter.
What would I do?
Yeah.
I'll put him in the big old fucking car. That's what I do.
Oh, lovely, Sean. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah, so now you're condoning violence against somebody who might have a mental health problem.
Here's the thing.
Or somebody who might be just an atheist to some description. It's not the worst crime in the world, yeah. And you're going to put him in the boot of your car. It's just a clown.
Am I a clown?
Yeah, you are. So for saying something like that,
why am I a clown? Why is he out in the nip? Why does my kids need to see this?
They don't need to see it. Of course not.
So
knock at his door if he's next door to you or on your road and say, listen, pal, do me a favour. The kids see you in the nip in the morning. Throw on an old dressing gown before you come out in future, will you? And if it happens again, I'm going to call the guards. That's what you say.
You're very decent, Doyle. I have to be honest with you. You're very decent.
Well, I'm not going to up the door and knock seven shades of shite out of him. I don't even know him.
I would. If I see my neighbour tomorrow, Doyle, right, walking around in a nip, I would say to him, are you fucking serious? Are you serious? Yeah. You know, my kids are seeing you. You get the fuck in there or I'll knock you the fuck. That's what I would say.
Okay.
That's what I'd say.
All right, Sean. I can see where you're going with this. Let me go to Derianne. Derianne, hi. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, Niall. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. No. Do you want, people want me to give you an update? Do you want an update?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I do actually.
Okay, so here's the update, okay? I got a letter from the hospital today. As you know, I left the hospital last Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a letter from the hospital today that one of my test results had only come true, that had been done ages ago, but they had lost it or had got contaminated and they had to redo it. And it came back positive for Lyme disease.
Oh, shit.
Now, on top of that, I've also tested positive for EBV, which is mononucleosis. So I have both a viral and a bacterial infection that could take months to go away.
Sorry, what did you say after the Lyme disease?
I think it's called mononucleosis. People call it mono. It's EBV, Epstein-Barr virus. So I have a viral infection and a bacterial infection. But you know what, Derianne? I'm actually happy. And I'll tell you why I'm happy. Because while I was in hospital, they terrified me, telling me that they thought I might have had cancer, all sorts of things, lymphomas.
All sorts of things.
They absolutely terrified me. So I'm actually delighted I have something that's curable. I have to go down to the doctor tomorrow and I have to get another course of antibiotics, a stronger antibiotic that I have to take for 20 days. And that should take away the Lyme disease. EBV takes time to go away itself.
Yeah, and you will be okay now. And I mean that.
Yeah, it's going to take a couple
months.
And
I know that. Yeah,
at least I know what I have. So I didn't know this, but so I got the Lyme disease, it seems. Well, I was away on holidays in November.
From a
black-legged tick, a tick bite.
Yeah, well, that can happen. And the Lyme disease, you could go into Malahide Park and get a bite from mosquito and get that.
A tick, yeah. So, it's called a black-legged tick, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a big one.
Yeah.
But no, thank God you're okay.
Yeah, well, it's taken nearly 3.5 months for them to find out what was wrong.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
only today.
I know that.
So at this moment in time, just to give you all an indication of what's going on with me, I have to take my temperature regularly. My temperature at this moment is 38.3.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've constantly got a temperature all the time and I have to keep taking paracetamol. But look,
and
it'll go away.
Can I tell you something very quickly? When I had my first child, he was very, very sick and he had all this... oh my God, he had constant, he had all these poo nappies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually got to the bottom of it that the hospital up in Drogheda came back and said, did I happen to be in any country abroad, you know, like where they had foreign diseases. Mm. And I had been. And I have been in Thailand. Now, this is way before I had him. And it turned out that he had this disease and they named it and shamed it. And you see, so there is all this.
Oh, I know. There's by the way, it is difficult for hospitals and doctors because there's thousands of different viruses and bacterial diseases. Anyway, let's move on, Derianne. Back to the topic at hand. So this guy is in the nip. Now, he hasn't ventured any further than his own front garden. He's basically at his front door in the nude, coming out in the morning to get his post or wheel his bin up. So what would you do?
Well, Now, I'll tell you a story. A couple of years ago, I was walking my own dog at the time, God love her, she passed away, and two other dogs that have passed away belonged to my niece. And I used to go down to Donabay Beach, and I'd walk for miles down to the end of the beach. And anyway, I was tired, so I sat at the end of the beach. And the next thing, the three dogs start going mental, barking. And I didn't know what was wrong with them, but I decided to get up very carefully and start walking towards the sea.
Okay.
And as I was walking towards the beach, I turned around and I saw this guy up in the dunes.
Yeah.
And he was totally naked.
Okay.
And I was on my own with the three dogs.
Okay.
But I used to be big into photography, and I had a big camera around my neck. And I turned around when he did that, and I started clicking my camera.
You took photos of him?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. And I said, your picture is going to the Garda. But he jumped down into the dune so quick. And you know the spiky thing?
Oh, God.
That grow
yeah.
up?
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon he was. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Darianne. Technically speaking, what he's doing is not really illegal.
No. It isn't. But he knew that I was on my
unless he was gesturing to you. Do you understand what I mean? I don't want to go into details. But unless he was kind of gesturing to you, I'm being obscene. You know, sitting in the dunes and the beach is not actually illegal if you sit there in the nude.
No. And I'm around the block and you know that. And I was well able for him. But if I had a neighbour next door and I had a grandchild here, and he was going around in the nip, blah, blah, blah. No, I wouldn't be amused.
I wouldn't be either. Jessica, I'm going to have to come to you after the break. Sorry for holding you. I do apologise. I know you're waiting ages. Darianne, stay with me there for a second. Patricia and Michal, I'll be with you too. We're talking about a message we got in from a listener, if you heard it earlier on. She's pissed off because there's a neighbour up the road and he's coming out to his front door and collecting his bin and his mail in the morning in his nude. And she wants to know what she should do because the kids have seen him. And even at one stage, he turned around and bent over and I saw his bum. All right, let me go to Jessica. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Evelyn.
There you go. So Darianne saw a fella on the beach in the nude. Now, again, there are beaches in Ireland, by the way, where, you know, naturists kind of meet up every now and again. And it's not illegal as such. The law's a bit tricky around it. But if your neighbour was doing it at the front door in the front garden, what would you do?
Oh, I'd be saying something.
Would you?
I would. I'd be like, here, this is your warning. Use your common decency. At least, if it's not a dressing gown or house coat, whichever one you want to call it, at least a pair of boxers, just something. Especially if there's lots of kids around the estate, use your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go Sean's route now and get violent, but I'd say, look, this is your warning. If you don't follow the warning, I'm going to get the guards on you. And just say, look, there's kids around the estate. He knows there's kids around the estate and just still comes out of his gaff in the nude. Like, how is that not a bit...
Sorry, I do have to laugh because I've never seen something like this in my life. But in saying that, I understand why people would have concerns. But the problem is, genuinely, on a serious note, he could have a mental health problem. Sounds to me like he might.
But we can't keep using that for everything.
No, I understand that.
It's like a buzzword now.
I mean, would you... By the way, a lot of people walk around their house in the nude. Do you and Kira walk around in the nude?
Jesus, no. Covered up.
What would you do if you came home from work and Kira was just wandering around in the nude like?
I'd actually be alright. I'd actually be asking, like, are you alright? I'll take it to pennies. We can get you clothes.
We can afford clothes, Kira. It's not that bad.
No, but what people do in the four walls of their own home, whatever, it's when you're going outside the front door and your neighbours and neighbours' children can see, that's when I have an issue.
Yeah, see, as far as the law is concerned, I'm not sure. I need to get a legal mind on this one. But firstly, it's not illegal to be in the nude anyway. But if it's causing distress, which it is, it can be classed as illegal if somebody reports it. But then again, somebody might report it and the guards will say, well, hold on, he's on his own property. even though you can see him, he's still on his own property.
They'll just say, it's only for a quick minute, he'll go back in.
That'd be like, say, let's say the outfielder next door to you was out his back garden during the summer and he's in his nip. Mm. You can see him out through the window, the bedroom, but he's in his nip in the garden. I mean, he's entitled to do that. You couldn't complain about that.
You know, I get, like, if it's the back garden, like, you can easily just, you know, close your blinds.
Yeah, but you could have the same argument and you say, oh, my kid saw you out the window of the bedroom.
Suppose it's your front door, you're walking out it and see it. What are you meant to do? Like, right, is it half eight? Right, Mr. Smith has picked up his paper and everything now. Now we can go outside. Like, no, that's no way to live either. I just think it's weird. I think it's a little bit odd. And I just feel like, if we're saying it's mental health, possibly, I just feel like that's a bit of a buzzword. It's a bit of a cop-out.
Yeah. It can be genuine. It can be genuine.
No, it can, but I just feel like at this day and age, you know, like, everyone just uses it for everything.
Mm. We do have a bit of a hang-up about nudity in this country, don't we?
Huh? I suppose you could probably say it's the Catholic shame. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do have a bit of hang up about nudity. When we see people in the nude, we're kind of quite shocked by it. You know what I mean? We're kind of, oh my God. You know what I mean? Look, oh my God, I can see her boobs. You know what I mean? Or I can see his penis or whatever.
The last thing you want to see, like, on a Monday morning is your neighbours, and especially if they're older, their wrinkly bits. So, your breakfast would come back quicker than anything.
What would you do if you were down on the beach now having a walk? Say, you know, on a spring evening. You know, the beach is fairly empty and you're just having a little bit of a walk. You and the girlfriend having a walk and then some lad is sitting up in the dunes in his nip. Is that equally as offensive? And he waves at you. Just a friendly wave. Just a friendly wave.
Well, I'll be like, go ask yourself. No, I'd be saying to Kara, right, not coming back to this beach again.
Yeah. Would you?
Didn't think this was weirdo central.
Yeah, but I mean, if he gestured or did something sexual, I would agree with you should report him. But if he was just sitting there, or she, you know, let's not just make it a man, because women do it as well. If they're just sitting there in the nip.
Why do you need to be naked?
Like, some people like, it wouldn't be my bag, but somebody, look, if I took my clothes off here now, no, AJ would go mad. But here's the thing. Some people just like, actually, I feel like doing it, I'm so warm, but some people just like being in the nip. They just like being in the nip. You know what I mean?
I get it. It's freeing and everything. Like, you know,
yeah, it's liberating, this. It's liberating, isn't it? Yeah.
But the thing is, you have to be considerate of other people. Just because you like it doesn't mean other people like it, and you need to take that into account.
Wasn't there a hashtag going around back a few years ago, Free the Nipple? Do you remember that one?
I do, yeah. No, like, well, that I don't have much of a problem with, because it's not like Free the Nip as in walk around with your breasts on show.
There was a girl that was arrested. Wasn't it one of the events, Marley Parker, one of those events. And she was arrested because she was topless. And the guards arrested her. And she said, that's wrong. Men are allowed to walk around topless. Why am I?
Well, no, that's what I was about to say. Especially like in heat waves, like in the height of summer, I'd get jealous because I'm like, how come they can walk around? Like, especially like when it's big whales of things with their beer bellies out,
yeah,
they can walk around no problem. But if I was to even wear like anything of a midriff, it's what a slut.
There is a double standard, isn't there? There's a double standard, all right.
No, but that's why I get jealous. I'm like, how come lads can walk around as ugly as can be?
Okay, well, hang on. Getting back to our man at the front door. Let me stay there for a second. Patricia, hi.
Hi, Nigel.
Hey, well, Jessica will go in and have a word with him. Just say, don't do it again.
I think he needs a bottle of cop on.
A bottle of cop on? Well, he clearly does, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. But the thing is, if he's going around nudist like that, you can get a video of him and you can go to the guard and just say, this lad is doing this and where the children is, and he shouldn't be allowed. Shouldn't be.
Yeah, but I think you're going to have a problem. And I don't have a guard to verify this. And if there's any guards listening who want to just send us a message, I know you're not allowed to come on the air and let us know what you would do about it. But if you went to the guards and said, me neighbour up the road is coming to his front door in the nude in the mornings to collect his mail, I don't think the guards can do anything about it. He's in his own property.
Well, I think it's shame, disgrace, if they came with that and you have young children looking at that, whatever. And if that's the way it's going
cover
to be,
their eyes.
Going to the world.
Just cover their eyes, I suppose. Now, don't get me wrong. If he was in the garden and he was doing, you know, sexual gestures towards children or adults or anybody, absolutely. That's obscene.
A kettle of hot water he wants.
Huh?
A kettle of hot water he wants.
A kettle of hot water?
Yeah.
That's what you throw on dogs, isn't it, when they're doing the business in the middle of the street? Yeah.
He needs it badly.
Yeah.
Or he's frustrated, or whatever's wrong with him. There's something wrong with him, anyway.
And would you ever walk around the house in your nip, Patricia?
No way.
No?
No way. There's a place, and there's time and place for everything.
What about like? What about a nudist beach? What about a nudist? What about Spain on holidays or something?
Oh no, I wouldn't go to nudist beach.
Would you go topless?
No.
Okay.
No way.
Kira or Jessica, would you go topless at a beach in Spain?
No, that's just because I don't have the body confidence. Well, not yet, anyway.
Okay. So okay.
Maybe if I get a bit more confidence, I'd be like,
get them out. Yeah.
If the place is out there for them,
I feel like I'm on Playboy. Like,
sorry, yeah, Patricia, what are you saying?
If there's places like that, that's fine. These kind of things going on.
Yeah.
So the man going out with the bin doing this, that, and the other, he needs a cop on. I need to shape up or whatever. Now, he didn't throw it. If that's the way the world's going to change, good luck.
I'm still smiling at the bit where she said he turned around and bent down and the children could see his bum hole. That's
he could stand up and give him a kick up there. Because I'm flying the other side and he couldn't sit down again for a long time.
So would you go to the guards, Patricia? Yeah, you would.
Of course. I've got a video of him. I go to the guards and I said, this is what's going on here on the neighbours where the children is.
You take a video of him?
Yeah, I've got a video on the phone. I can video him.
Hmm.
Show proof that he is him.
Yeah.
And what are you doing?
And would you not just go and have a word with him, just in case?
Well, he might tell me to F off or something.
Well, he might. Yeah, he might. But at least you get a handle on it then.
I might get a handle on the stuff.
Well, you know what I mean. Pardon the pun. But you might. But at least you might get an idea as to why he's doing it. Do you know what I mean?
I mind my own business.
Knock on his door and say, listen, what's the story with you in the morning coming out in the nude? Could you throw on a pair of shorts?
He just say, mind your own business. I can do here what I want. Yeah, but I say, you can't do what you want, but I'll have a video of it and go to the guards. Mm. That's the easy way out of it. But like, the guards should be able to do something about it if there's children around the area.
I don't think so. I'm still waiting for a guard to text me in and let me know what they can do about it. I don't think they can do anything about it.
So that's something I can go to the street naked and put the bins out if you want.
If he's out on the street, on a public street, the guards could probably do something about it if you complained. Thought it was obscene.
Yeah. But where's he doing it? Outside his...
In his own garden. No, in his own front door, in his garden. He just walks down and gets his bin and brings it up, or his post.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm just saying, are there an estate there?
Yeah.
Are there an estate around that area where he lives?
No, I don't know where he lives. Why?
There's an estate around there. No, I'm just saying, if there's an estate around there where there's children, are people there?
Oh, and there is children. Yeah, there is. She said her kids have seen him.
Yeah, but the thing is, he shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, but if your kids see him, you just say to your kids, don't be looking at that. He's a dirty old man.
Look, he doesn't respect his body.
Hmm.
That's where I look at it.
Yeah.
I need something. I need a bottle of cap on or something. Or hot water. I'll kick up behind.
Right.
You'd not be thinking of the danger of it, though, Niall. Because, I hope to God it's nothing far out and dangerous of it. But what if, obviously, people take up the wrong way? That's where my mind would go instantly, because obviously, like, kids around. Would he not be thinking, oh my God, this is like, what if people get the very, very wrong end of the stick and I get battered black and blue?
Yeah.
Like, would you not be thinking of the safety of that? Like, I'd be more saying it to him, look, just for your own sake, for your own safety, use the head a bit, cop on.
Mm.
But there's people who would put you under the ground for this.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about him now. Because I suppose he's putting himself in danger too, isn't he? Because somebody, you know, might take, like Sean there at the start of the show, I don't know what his game was, but he said he'd throw him in the boot of his car. Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, people would get, like, the very, very wrong end of the stick.
But he's coming
for like, just use your head.
Mm.
Do whatever you want in the four walls where no one can see you.
No, I certainly don't condone any kind of violence towards the man.
He must be off the hat.
Oh, God, no.
No.
He must be off the hat.
It's like, whatever you do in the four walls, that's what you do. When it comes out your front door, use your head.
Yeah.
That's perfect, right.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there, both of you, for a second. And Michal, I'll tell you what, Michal, I'll wait till after the break, otherwise I'm going to have to cut you short. So stay there, Michal, I'm going to come to you after the break. Yeah, somebody else says to me now, oh yeah, that was Boris Johnson's father that was named in the Panama Papers. That's right, it was Boris Johnson's dad, wasn't it? Stanley. He was named in the Panama Papers. There was a lot of people embarrassed by those Panama and Pandora Papers at the time. We all knew where they were hiding their money. Anyway, gonna take a quick break, back in a second. Lots of messages, but they're coming to some reason. Now, didn't you tell us years ago you had a fantasy about watching Miriam O'Callaghan walk around your back garden? No, I did not. I'm sure Miriam is a lovely woman, by the way. But I don't think I ever said anything like that. But he says, I came out of the shower naked the other day and I said to the missus, shut the curtains, the neighbours might see me. She said, if the neighbours see you, they'd shut their own curtains. Absolutely. Yeah, I did say that. I mentioned at the start there was a woman that used to live across the back of me, and she used to have her curtains open all the time, and she'd literally stand there and she'd pretend to be stretching, and she's completely in her nude. Like, I was like, what's that all about? Anyway, let me go to Michal. Michal, how you doing?
Do you get something, Niall?
How are you doing? Michal, I mean, some people are just exhibitionists. They like to be in the nude.
Yeah, well, for what I have to thank you for somebody. For, I got a cataract removed from my eye today in Waterford University Hospital, and it's such an exceptional hospital. Brilliant from beginning to end. And thank you very much. I hope they're listening in, because I told everybody in the hospital to listen to your show. It's the best show on the planet.
Ah, thank you so much. I'm glad the operation worked out well for you.
Well, everything, just so accommodating, everything about it. Like, and I'd listen to people criticising and giving out hell. Well, I must be born with 4 stars or something. I never have a problem.
Yeah, well, I suppose everybody has a different experience, and I'm sure some people might have had bad experiences, but a lot of people have a good experience. Let's be clear about it. The health service is on its knees, generally speaking, across the country. Yeah.
The health service, I give out shit about the health services, because the conditions of some of the nurses and that are working.
Absolutely.
In
absolutely. Yeah, well, there's not enough of them. That's the problem. So they're doing the job.
You've been in hospital yourself very recently. No more, I was in the same time as you were. And you can see what the conditions of some of them are working in. The health services to be shot.
But the problem is when you have a bad system that's not working properly, mistakes are made. And I can give you a few examples from my experience, but I'm not going to go into it now. But mistakes were made and do get made on a regular basis. Anyway, neither here nor there. Michal, back to the topic at hand. So this fella's in his nip. He comes out to his front door in the morning, you know, collects his mail, what have you, and then goes back into his house. What would you do?
Well, if only coming to his front door, I mean, nobody's going to see him because the letterbox is obviously in the front door. But if the letterbox is down at the gate, he's walked down to the gate to collect the mail from the gate. That's a different story altogether. Well, there's a few things you can do. You can have some of the locals talk to him anyway and give him a good kick in the rings in the upper quarter and the southern dab and nail. He might change his mind pretty quick.
I don't encourage violence against him, but go on, yeah.
It's not violent. It's just a nice gesture. But this friend of mine, 9 years ago, 100% too. You know it well. I'm sure Cutter Claw in Wexford, beautiful strand. And I went out one evening with a friend who said we'd go swimming. I'd be togs on me. Now, I can't swim to be at the bend, but I go in the water. That doesn't mean I can't do the breaststroke. But this fella, he'd nothing at all. Stopped off. And then she was, I'm going for a jog. This thing happened from one each to the other. And I said, oh, sweet Jesus. And next was two women in another park stood up and said, oh, gee, man, where's your friend from? I know what the one is. The rest. I said, never saw the man in my life. Mm. But I pulled him on it. And I said, man, you shouldn't do that. You're not for a jog. And we said, okay, oh, that's no problem. He said, why not? That's no. He said, yes, of course it's okay. And he explained, I said, well, my God, you have no problem. He said, it's like going out hurling. He said, and you have a plastic hurdle every time you hit the ball, it wins. That's how he described the situation. That was brilliant.
And by the way, what do you think? Have you got a hang up about nudity? Some people seem to have a hang up about it. I mean, would you ever walk around the house in the nude?
Oh, Jesus, no. But that's been a separate part of nudity now. Women used to hear that there were women with their breasts and that. Now a lot of women are out in public and they're feeding their kids, breastfeeding. That's common. At this stage of my day, one time I said, why, Jesus, look at that. But nowadays it's commonplace and they're right to do it. Yeah. You have to feed each child, it's right to do it. But walk around in the nudity, first of all, I'd approach him, I get out to the health services. But like that, if he's only got out to his driveway, but if he came off his own property and walking around about, that's certainly not.
Oh, I know. Look, you have to draw the line. If he starts walking up and down the road, I tell you a funny story, actually. Many, many years ago, there was a mate of mine. We used to go up to a mate of mine's house, and he lived up near the Richmond Road in Dublin. And at 12 o'clock at night, the fella across the road, he was married, like with kids and everything. He'd come out the door of his house and he'd be in a dress and high heels and a wig on him. And he'd walk up and down the road, right? And we'd be looking at him walk up and down the road. And we used to call him Tootsie, because you remember the movie that was out at the time with Dustin Hoffman, who was dressed up as a woman, and his name was Tootsie. So we used to call him Tootsie. And then one day I was talking to his wife, and his wife was just chatting away to me. She said, "Oh, I'm looking forward to going to a wedding next 2 weeks." And I said, "Oh, that's lovely." She said, "Yeah, I got a lovely new dress for it." And I said, "Yeah, no, I seen that in your husband the other night." I don't think she was too impressed.
Pretty good.
Yeah. But that's what but some men are like that. That's what, you know, okay, some people have that's their bag. You know what I mean? That's what they're into. And that's what he would do at night when no one was around. He'd walk up and down the road in a woman's dress. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely losing the head. But that guy could be losing the head too. If he's coming out in the morning, going out to collect his mail or otherwise, knowing that there are people in the vicinity looking, he's obviously, first of all, he's losing the head, or he wants to kick him the children down the bills and take a photograph. But like you're talking about the police, I think the police will have known. The postal services might come and have a word with him, but he's on his own property and usually looking line out the back. He's lying out the front of the during the day, yes, and definitely call for action. Lying out the back of his garden and in the nip. Well, there's no more you can do about it. I don't think the police are in a position or anything about it.
I don't think you can do anything about it if it's his front garden either. I don't think so.
Well, I think, I have a feeling that I heard it's clear about this before. If he's in the front garden where the public have full view of him, well and good, you can have a situation addressed. But he's out in his back garden, where there's a reasonable fence around the garden. If you're looking out from the top window, well, mind your own business, don't be looking out. But the fact of it is, in the front garden, where it's on full public display, I think, yes, indeed, that you're not allowed to display your southern garden.
No.
I'll tell you a good one, and mind what you know from the way the cars are going with, but a travelling chemist used to come around donkeys years ago. There was no such a thing. You had a proper post office and a church. But these two guys, one night get all the women, and the other leg get nothing. They were both 6 foot hard. So they discovered one night only about an inch, and the other letter about a foot. So the local chemist came in anyway. Oh, I still try and sort that out, lad. Bought him the tablets and bought an evening jazz. They were delighted to take one every day for 4 days. And he went to the pub and got buckled drunk, and the following week a man came around anyway. The lad that had an inch caught him and bit the living crap out of him up against the van, and the neighbours had to put him up. And what happened? Oh, you know, well, what's happened now? What I had is now gone. And where the hell is your friend? I said, to get out to the crossroads to turn. So that's a different story. But the police can, if you're lying out on the front on full public display, where it's near the public can see, the police and the social service can intervene there.
Okay, well, hang on. Have I got time to go to Julie before the break? No, Julie, you'll have to wait till after the break, I'm afraid, Julie. Or have I taken the break? I have, yeah. Julie, you have to wait till after the break. I do apologise, Julie.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan. Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Actually, no, I don't have to take another break. I do apologise. Yes, see, I did it a bit too soon. Let me go to Julie. Julie, how are you doing?
I was just about to run outside, but I'm clouded. I'm only joking.
Go on. Why would you ever run around in the nude, Julie?
I wouldn't run out in public now, to be fair. Like, but your man, right? I'm 50-50 on this, right? Because I listened to the parent that was on the line earlier on. Well, the call that was left.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, she has kids and other kids have seen, like, this man. So, like, I'm 50-50 because I got a great laugh out of the whole conversation there that you've had, like, the lighthearted part of it.
Yeah.
And I do see, like, Irish lads, like, thinking it's their birthday and have done this.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
So
yeah.
I can see the funny side, but I can also see the danger side. So I don't really know what to do with
them,
to be
honest. So what's the danger side if the kids see it, is it?
They're on their way to school. Why would you expose? The only people that a child should see naked is their parents.
Mm.
You know, not some random man out in his garden because he thinks it's his birthday, or he should be in a mental hospital.
Is it okay for kids to see their parents in the nip?
Well, why wouldn't it be?
I'm only asking.
Yeah. They're their parents, so, like, there's no harm in that.
I remember there was murder on the show once because this woman said her husband gets out of the shower and walks around the house or around the room in the nude, and her daughter does be there, and the daughter is six, and she just thinks it's weird.
Yeah, well, like, if she's, like, I don't know. You have to consider it for yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, common sense. Like,
yeah.
So, like, but I wouldn't
if there was
the
kids in the house now,
the
I would.
Family.
Like, if there was kids in the house, I'd be very conscious getting out of a shower.
Do
you know what I mean? You'd
yeah,
have a towel
you do
around
that in
you.
General, like, their general thoughts. Do you know that kind of way? So, like, parents, like if you're an adult, you'll know. You know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I could see 50-50 on this situation. I just don't know because, look, we do live in a society these days where it's highly dangerous and kids are in really, like, difficult situations as it is. So I just, like, that's why I'm kind of, like, I was laughing when I was listening. But, like, on a serious note, should he really be doing this after a day or three? Like, do you know what I mean?
No,
really?
He probably shouldn't. But...
You know, like, if he's like, having a laugh, like an Irish bit of crack, and he's out in the nip.
No,
like,
I think there's something wrong
with him.
You know? I think there must be something wrong with him.
Well, if there's something wrong with him and he thinks that's, like, he doesn't even think out of it, maybe he shouldn't be living in this city. You know, like, maybe there's a place where he needs to go to be on his own to discover what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, look, they're getting up, they're going to school. Like, why would you... want a stranger, like, they clearly don't know this man.
No.
If they knew the man, then they'd be able to go, right, well, look, Bob down there is, you know, but they don't know him, so that's the danger, you know? Them kids are, like, going to school in
the
morning.
So would you call up to him?
Have that as a topic.
Would you call up to his door or something like that?
I don't know. Well, if I had a child, I tell you, I would have been at his door. I wouldn't wait for the second time round.
Right, okay. And what you just say to him?
Tell me now. If I had a child, I wouldn't wait for the second time around.
Would you give him a warning? Would you just say to him, "Listen, throw on a pair of shorts in the future before you come out"?
Well, I'd like see him in the act, and then I'd probably like it'd come to mind what I'd do with him, you know. But like at the end of the day, they were clearly bringing their kids to school.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, well, I know
he's going out
nice.
With his bin. Like there's a time and a place to have respect. That's very disrespectful, knowing that them kids passed him. Like, there's something, I think there's something lacking.
No, there clearly is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't
know. Okay, so here's another scenario. You're on the beach, summer's day, Dollymount Beach or whatever. I don't know, whatever beach you'd go to normally. And there's a good few people there. And there's a woman, and she's lying on her towel in her nude. Right.
Yeah, like that's.
Would you say something to her?
A person. No, they have a section cordoned off for things
no,
like that.
No. She's not in a section cordoned off. She's just on the beach with everybody else, and she's in her nude.
I just walk on and mind my own business.
Why is that okay?
Me, I just say close your eyes because it's on a beach. It's not in the front garden putting out your.
What's the difference?
The difference is they're on their way to school and they can see if you're at
beach. Oh, so they have a school uniform on just because they have a school uniform on, it feels different.
No,
you're contradicting yourself, Judy. You're contradicting yourself.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, let me give you another scenario.
If they're at a beach, that's expected. If they're in the front garden putting their bin out, that's unexpected.
Okay, give you another scenario. You're walking down the beach, Dollymount Beach, summer's day. There's a good few people there and you're with the kids and there's a bloke lying on a towel in his nip. Would you say something to him?
Depending on what he was doing, if he was just lying there, like flaked out, like he was lying in the sun, like
in his nose.
No, but if he was doing anything that I thought was inappropriate.
Oh, no, he's not doing that inappropriate. He's just lying there in the nude.
I just walk on.
See, I just think this is weird. This is psychologically weird. So it's okay for the woman or the man
to lie on a beach naked, yeah.
To lie on a beach
but it's
naked.
It's not okay to bring your bin out
kids.
At whatever time that was.
But it's not okay to smoke garden.
To the kids going to school. That's not okay.
What difference does it make that they're going to school?
Because, if you're at a beach, you're expected to see people.
Oh, yeah, I don't expect to see people in the nude on a beach.
Well, look, if you see it, you see it. But it's a beach. It's a different scenario. Do you know what I mean? This is in someone's garden. This is your man going out after his birthday and I don't know what's wrong with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is not somebody going out having the crack with an Irish lad going, ha, 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 this is hilarious. I'll do this, like, for the fun. You know, like, this is somebody that's obviously done this more than once. So there's a scenario to this.
Right. Okay.
Like, that's just my, like, I've heard the woman that was on and I think she's a right to be concerned.
No, I'm not saying she hasn't got a right to be concerned,
you're saying to me, what's the difference if you were?
But they're both in the nude and visible to the public. So that's why I'm wondering. I think it's maybe a little bit hypocritical to say one is okay and one is not.
Yeah, one is not because it's in a housing estate. Like, and you have, like, you have options to not see this in a housing estate. On a beach, it's expected. Like, if, you might have never seen it, but, like, it's common sense. If you're at a beach, you're entitled.
Well, if you're on a nudist beach, you'd expect it.
If he was doing something, like, that I thought was, like, not right, then obviously I'd have something to say about it.
Hang on, let me just bring Joanna in quickly. I'll bring Joanna in. I've only 2 minutes. Joanna, hi.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Hope, Joanna.
Yeah, give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it all my life.
Joanna, what would you do?
I don't know. I just think there's a time and a place, right? right, if you're in Spain and you see topless people, that's to be expected. You're in Dalymount Beach. No, I don't think so, unless you're lying on your front. And you have your
boobs covered.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's right, especially when you want to bring your little kiddies around. Like, if you're in a foreign country, it's completely different. It's a bit like when I was when you go abroad, right?
Yeah.
You dress differently. You wear less because of the heat, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
You would never do that in your own country. Well, I wouldn't. And I just feel like there's a time and a place for everything.
See, there's a lot of psychology. Ireland, there's a psychology to all this. And I'm going to put this to you very quickly.
Lying on the beach in Spain, you see men, there's sunglasses on, they're watching all the women. But, I mean, well, they're watching all the women, but, I mean, women wouldn't care anyway where you are in Spain.
But let me just give you this little bit of psychology before we go into the break. Let's go into a break now. But I said to somebody once before, would you, on a summer's day, would you walk down Grafton Street in swimwear, in a bikini and a bottom? And she said to me, no. I said, if I gave you 10 grand, would you do it? I said, yeah, of course I would. I'd walk down Grafton Street in swimwear. I said, okay. I said, would you walk down Grafton Street in a bra and a pair of knickers? And she went, no. And I said, why not? And she said, no. I said, 10 grand. She went, no. And I said, what's the difference apart from the material? It's a psychological thing. It's all psychology, isn't it? There's no difference in swimwear and a bra and knickers. They're exactly the same. It's just made out of different material and a different colour.
Niall, do you know what as well? I noticed when I was away there in Spain, I noticed you could walk around all day in your swimwear and maybe a little casket around you.
Yeah.
And
nobody cares.
And nobody cares, and you don't care because nobody knows me here, so I can just do what I want.
Yeah.
I don't care how fat or how skinny I look. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But when you go into the evening meal, there's a guy at the door says, oh, no, you must cover up.
Yeah, well, you have to dress up. Yeah.
When there for your evening meal, you know?
Yeah, well, that's understandable. That's just courtesy.
Of course it is. No one wants to sit there looking at everybody's
bits.
Wet bodies in swimming suits and
when you're eating your steak and chips,
I'd be like, I know it's all inclusive there, but I think I'm going to walk down the road and go somewhere else for some tea.
But listen, I've run out of time. Sorry, Michal, Joanna, Julie. It's been interesting and it's been funny apart from anything else.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.